Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool, quiet night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear and the air feels crisp. In Jerusalem, a gentle breeze sweeps the city. Haifa is enjoying calm conditions, perfect for a peaceful night. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF struck a Hezbollah cell in southern Lebanon, warning of further action if a truce is broken. Also, according to JNS, IDF Chief Zamir stated earlier today that the Israeli military is ready to act swiftly if Hezbollah violates the ceasefire again. Also this hour, Walla reports Hamas may dissolve its governing body in Gaza, allowing a new technocrats committee to manage the region. Separately, I-24 News reveals that earlier today, Erdogan urged Trump to halt a planned U.S.-Israeli operation against Iran, with Saudi Arabia expressing dissatisfaction over conflict outcomes. And finally, Ynet reports from earlier today that Netanyahu is keen for a White House meeting with Trump, hoping to reset relations before the upcoming elections. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, posted just minutes ago about Bahrain's upcoming trial of 19 individuals linked to an Iranian-backed terrorist cell, highlighting the national security threat. Joe Truesman, an analyst, reflected 15 minutes ago on the brutal actions of Hamas against alleged collaborators, questioning the group's continued operations in Gaza. Ihab Hassan, a local activist, reported 45 minutes ago that Israeli settlers attacked the West Bank village of al-Kahir, causing injuries and spreading fear among residents. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strike in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel noted that this operation targeted a Hezbollah cell near the buffer zone. This follows reports of Hezbollah operatives being spotted in the area. The IDF has made it clear they will not tolerate any truce violations. This action underscores the region's fragile peace and the potential for escalation. Turning to Gaza, Walla reports that Hamas may dissolve its governing body to allow a technocrats committee to take charge. This move is seen as an effort to stabilize governance in the region. Analysts believe this could shift power dynamics within Gaza, potentially affecting local and international relations. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Erdogan's request to Trump to stop a U.S.-Israeli operation against Iran. Saudi Arabia expressed dissatisfaction with how the conflict concluded. This diplomatic tension signals possible shifts in Middle Eastern alliances and strategies. Finally, Ynet reports Netanyahu's eagerness for a meeting with Trump. He aims to rebuild trust and address regional issues like Iran, Gaza, and Lebanon. This meeting could significantly impact Israeli-American relations ahead of the elections. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that fintech company Payem, once a promising startup, was acquired for just $500,000 after raising millions. This reflects the volatility in the tech sector and the challenges startups face in sustaining growth. Separately, Globes reveals that Israeli AI company Aligned raised $60 million. Their platform, used by thousands of sellers and buyers monthly, shows the growing importance of AI in business development. And finally, Ynet Business notes Aligned's significant expansion plans. The Tel Aviv-based company aims to enhance its AI sales platform, underscoring Israel's continued leadership in technological innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.